listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Sports betting Super Bowl handle has been released. Let's give Vegas some real credit for having it available so quickly.
Yep.
And it's been 30 years that Nevada has accounted for the Super Bowl separately. Every penny accounted for separately. And I think cause for optimism, the lead, I think, the second biggest betting handle ever in the Super Bowl. Second biggest, most money bet, second most ever. Now, Brad, to you, this is Nevada saying, hey, naysayers, hey, spread of gambling, not going to hurt us.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was this thought process with legalization going across the country that the state of Nevada, Las Vegas, would take a hit as far as people wanting to come here and bet on your sports because you could do it closer to home. The reality, we've seen it at least not only in the Super Bowl, but also this past season, $5.3 billion, that's billion with a B, was bet in the state of Nevada. That is an all-time record in any year.
Okay, so you're saying if you look at the years, the number on the year, all-time record.
Yep.
Looking at the Super Bowl itself, second most of all time.
Yep.
Most was the Eagles-Patriots.
You got it.
A couple years ago. Now, I'm not sure I agree with you fully long-term, and here's what I think. One, the analog, the analogy, the similar circumstances would be sports betting compared to casino play, compared to when it was just Atlantic City and Vegas or Nevada, and then the Indian casinos, the riverboats, et cetera, et cetera. And what ended up happening was, because there was fear at the time, hey, I'm going to stay in Kansas. You know, people will stay in Kansas City. They'll stay in Kansas. They'll stay in Missouri. Why go to Vegas? What we found out was those little rinky-dink deals, they acted as a farm system. Hey, have a little taste. But it's like sushi in a Kroger's in Cleveland. Sushi in a Kroger's in Cleveland is what that casino, that riverboat was. Oh, wait, this isn't so bad. Oh, maybe that's not so good. But I hear in Vegas, it's so much, it's fresh, flown in from Milan with the Barretta cheese, which I love, by the way, at Il Molino. I love that cheese is flown in. I get the whole global warming and all that. I mean, it's not like it's the only thing on the flight, but it's only good for 24 hours and it's flown in every day at Il Molino.
Wow.
I like it. Very buttery. It's kind of like that. And then they come to Vegas, they look up at the big LED screens. Oh, I like it here, right? That's the sports betting side. The casino, oh, look at all the penny slots. Look at the progressive. Holy cow, that buffet. You know, so it got the housewives, it got the casual bettors into the habit. Not compulsive, but into the habit. And then once a year, why not come to Vegas? Or maybe there's this convention you could skip, but it's in Vegas. And now that you got a taste of blackjack, you come out. History has spoken when it comes to this question. The riverboats, all the casino gambling across the country only added to the interest in Nevada and Las Vegas. Will that happen with sports betting? I think for the big events, yes. So okay. Think about it. There's a guy in Jersey. He owns two 7-Elevens. He's got a lot of options of what to do for the Super Bowl. But if he started sports betting because it was legal in Jersey, all of a sudden to come out for the Super Bowl and bet makes sense. Yeah, you can bet at home, but it's an event.
Yeah.
Day by day, though, 300, you know, in June, betting baseball. My thought is in the long run, all the other competition probably hurts Vegas. It's just think about the who would maybe come just to bet that week. All of a sudden now, maybe the rich guy only comes for 1 week of March Madness instead of two, or conference tournament.
Yeah.
Maybe only comes out for three football weekends instead of six. Whatever it is, the LA transplant or the LA people coming in for the weekend. I just feel like once California goes legal, there's just going to be less necessity. And maybe that's the way to think about it. Nevada is a necessity for legal gambling before when it comes to, came to sports. Now it's a option. It's also an indulgence in a way. It's the best version of it. So it's always going to be a balance between who's new to the game because they could sample it somewhere else versus who doesn't have the necessity to come. I think for the big events long term, it's always going to be Vegas benefits because people got a taste. I think day by day, in the long run, Nevada gets hurt. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I agree with you, RJ. One thing I will push back a little bit, I think it's going to take a little bit longer than maybe you're even thinking. I think a big positive would be the Raiders Stadium. All the people wanting that first road experience at the Raiders Stadium is going to bring 10, 15, 20,000 road fans. So I think the football weekends will continue to be big, but I agree with you. Daily baseball is not happening.
Yeah, you're making a good point. The more that Vegas has general appeal, the more sports betting benefits.
Yeah.
Right? If Britney Spears' daughter or son ends up being a superstar in 2032, probably going to have a residency here, and that's going to help bring people in. Vegas is like the Borg when it comes to consuming culture and giving you the distilled version of exactly what you want, having your appetites sharpened to a razor's edge. That's what Vegas does well.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Brad. That's quite the statement. Never lose again, Nevada. Bettors never win again, net. Do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree, RJ.
And here's why. Here's why. There's so much diversification with all the prop bets. Think back to one of the times they won, the Bettors. I'll say we, but I wasn't in Nevada at the time. It was back in San Francisco in the, you know, what was it, 94?
94 season.
Yeah, against the Chargers. And how many props were there?
Five, maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe 20. Because the fridge was 85, and that was the first big one. But the idea that how do you lose if you, because if you look at any given Sunday, any given game on that Sunday, there's a real chance that the Bettors are going to win.
Yep.
Just pick a game, even Sunday night. Why? Side and total, pretty much. All right. If you're 80, if you're 65-35 and that team wins, Bettors are going to win. I don't care if you're 90-10 on the Super Bowl and the 90 wins. It's going to be 30% maybe of the handle and all those props, all that vig, a bookie's wet dream. And doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it. It just goes to show you, if you're betting like a square, it's kind of hard to win on the Super Bowl. And again, over a 10% hold in Nevada, 28th time in 30 years Nevada has won. Let's look at Jersey. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. In Jersey, they lost. And you know something? Last year, Jersey lost. The Bettors are 2-0 against Jersey. In 30 years in Nevada, it took for the Bettors to win twice. The Bettors have won twice in Jersey in 2 years, 2 out of 2. Now, I've been to Jersey. They're not real. It's not like a brilliant state. Yeah. I've watched The Sopranos, right? I know there's Princeton up there, but come on. All right. What's happening? The casinos, the sports books, they are being so generous, so ambitious. Why? They want to build loyalty. They want to grow customers. And how do you do it? You provide value. Around here, you've got the sportsbook guys waddling around eating pistachios, complaining about drink tickets. Oh, that guy only bet $1,500. Why is he getting a watered down Jack Daniels with RC Cola? I mean, you know, out of 3 liters, they opened 3 days ago.
It's true. That's why I'm laughing.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny because it's true. And the fact of the matter is, in Jersey, they're saying, oh, what, lose how many million? No problem. There's billions to be made here. Billions. Nevada, so lethargic before legalization. So incestuous. All cousins hanging out. Eating a lot of pistachios. A lot of cold-cut Italian subs on white bread. A lot of type 2 diabetes. And I'll tell you this, they were fine. They were making some guy $700,000-$800,000 just not to screw up. That's all they had to do. Don't screw up. Don't choke on the pistachios. And the fact of the matter is, it was probably a good move what they were doing. No more, though. Jersey is ambitious. That means for players across the country, there'll be an effect, a spillover. And also, what it means is, and when I say spillover, what I mean is others are going to say, wait a minute, if Jersey's offering this, we better offer this. If this sportsbook's offering this, we better, the other sportsbook, offer this. Competition breeds competition. Competition benefits the better, the player, the customer in this case, all the same. And it's assigned some very smart people, some billionaires even, think that there's such a future in betting, in sports betting, that losing now millions doesn't even matter. So that's a really vote of confidence when it comes to sports betting. So to recap, second biggest handle ever in Nevada. Nevada wins again 28 times out of 30 years. Jersey, good handle. They lose again against the batters. Batters are 2-0. That is shocking, though. 28-2, 0-2. But I would rather have a piece of Jersey right now because they have a forward-thinking perspective. I'm not saying you try to lose. All right, I'm saying Nevada, it's great they won for them, but don't worry about the drink tickets. And I don't drink, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Any closing thoughts?
Well, I just got one quick example of Jersey offering up some of these valuable picks. They had a prop, heads or tails. Tails was 2-1, RJ. You can only get like 250 but now,
so,
but still.
So they must not have heard my analysis, because if anything, yeah, they would have put heads to. You know what's a great story? This is one of the great stories. How would you generate action on the coin flip if you were a bookie? Now, one thought would be reduce the juice. You know, yeah, minus 101. In theory, that's a great bet for the house. Because if you could get a lot more handle in the long run, unless you're right about, I'm right about tails. And again, next year, I'm committing right now on this show. I think I've said it once. I'll say it again. I will put up for next year's Super Bowl a $25,000 cash challenge, money in escrow. I take tails on the Super Bowl flip. Now, by the way, we'll make sure this is all legal. There's no solicitation, blah, blah, blah. Speaking hypothetically here, speculation, $25,000, I take tails. Anybody else, an entity looking for publicity, a TV show, a radio show competing with us, trying to compete, whatever, you put up 25, I'll put up 25, I take tails. We'll see what happens. I think someone takes it.
Oh, I think so.
Because they're figuring, oh, it's 50-50, and we'll get publicity. But I believe in tails that much. In the long term, right? I don't want you to think I'm crazy all of a sudden. I think tails is going to hit about 55% of the time. History says it will. And by the way, this is just for the Super Bowl. It's not in life. So don't go in life thinking that. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. So, to me, what was fascinating was the minus 101, maybe. This is what one book did once. They put minus 108 on heads and minus 102 on tails. So what happened? What would you do? If I said you have to bet it, what would you do?
I would bet tails, minus 102.
Figuring you're getting value.
Yeah.
That's about what half the people thought.
Yeah.
The other half said they must know something. Wow. They must know. So why would the 108 be out there? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just by moving that, you want to talk about creative bookmaking? Let's give that bookie some credit.
Yep.
You're getting half the people thinking, oh my gosh, I like yellow. This shirt's half off and it's yellow. And the other one says, oh, they must know something. Why else would they make you pay 108?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a great story.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
D'Antoni, this baby, shocker. A big, big bonus just signed? What's going on?
Yeah, the timing of this, let's just say, is very interesting, RJ. Not only because of D'Antonio's recent retention bonus of $4.3 million that he just got less than 3 weeks ago. But
so retention bonus,
yeah,
what does that mean?
A retention bonus is if you're still the head coach for this team at this certain date, you're qualified for this bonus.
Okay.
And the timing.
So that's a way to say you're going to get paid for the year, but they're front loading it.
Yes, exactly.
And when did that bonus come?
That came 20 days ago.
That's fascinating. So this decision waited.
Yeah, waited for that.
No clawback, as they call
it. Yep, none. And tomorrow's also National Signing Day, a very important day
in college football. So what we're saying is tomorrow is the day.
Yep.
That everybody decides where they play. Now, how many? It seems like there's a bunch of signing days now. How many are
there? There's two now, RJ. There's one in the middle of December and then one, as it's always been, the first week of February.
Which one's more important?
Now it's the first one in December.
Okay. But if you had to split up the importance, December is
70%. About 70% of all signees are now signing in December.
Okay, and once they sign, is there any reasonable way for them to get out of it?
They can, but you got to go through the NCAA.
Okay, so red tape and all
that. Yes, absolutely.
So it's fair to say, though, about a third or so of the future of how good the players are going to be for any given teams decided tomorrow.
Yep.
And somehow he leaves the day before?
Yep.
Why? I mean, is this anything except it seems like passive aggressive? Not even passive. This seems to be really hurting his school or his former school, right?
It is.
Why not wait till the day after?
You know, I don't have
I guess in a way you could make the case that that would be deceptive.
Yeah, that would be
players.
Very deceptive. Yep.
You know, I don't want to tell. I mean, Michigan State seems to run a heck of a program, but but to me, why not put that retention bonus maybe a week after signing day?
Yeah, it might be a good call.
Right. It seems like you've misaligned interests,
yes,
they say. What do you think's going on?
Well, I don't have any inside information or sources or anything, but what I do expect, maybe down the road, RJ, if I had to guess, that there's going to be some NCAA violations coming along for Michigan State. That's the rumor out there.
Okay, and he's figuring if he just runs away that they're not going to know he was the coach?
Hey, Pete Carroll ran away to Seattle. We see it a lot in college football.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, I mean, he ran after, was it after or before with Carroll that stuff came out?
Stuff came out after.
Okay. I can see that, but meaning this is if you think there might be something 9 months from now, but the fact that you are saying something could be or is likely coming, that means that it's like anyone that is a professional in college football knows, right?
Yep.
So it's one thing if you had inside info, things are worse than people think, but man, just as a fan, it feels like Michigan State's been relatively dropping off, that whatever D'Antoni was doing and he had some, you know, tangible, real success, feels like the trend line wasn't good.
Yep, and your instincts are correct, RJ. Last 4 years, Michigan State against the spread, against expectations, 40%, falling short by 3.5 points per game.
Okay, so I appreciate, it just seems like weird timing. And listen, I do not begrudge great coaches for making millions. I don't begrudge players making money, you know, professionals, but it feels like you get paid no matter what now. How many million was that bonus?
4.3 million.
You know how many people don't make that in a lifetime?
A lot, 90%+.
And they couldn't figure out how to make it where the guy actually had to like help your program to make five sticks. I mean, and then how much are the idiots that built engineered that contract getting paid?
Well,
a good money.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
More than the guy building the house,
yep,
across the street,
yep,
right? I mean, I don't like that hammer going nonstop, but still, the guy's building a house.
Yeah.
D'Antoni, 2007 to 2020, I guess in theory, 2019 we'll call it, 67% straight up wins, 114-57, 51% against the spread, but like you said, trending down.
Yeah, way down. He was one of the most profitable coaches in college football. Now, last 4 years, one of the worst.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.